shows has increased since the fall of 2008. As you can see here, at the graduate level in 2012, the college has a higher percentage of Black and Hispanic students as compared to the UIS campus as a whole. The percentage of college graduate students from underrepresented groups increased from 14.6 in the fall of 2008 to 19.8 in the fall of 2012. While the campus percentages increased over this period, they remain below those of the college throughout the time period. This slide shows the number of new freshmen and first-time transfer students in the College of Public Affairs and Administration as compared to the numbers on the UIS campus. The relatively small numbers in the college is a reflection of the predominance of graduate programs in our college. As you can see from the slide, this year, over 20% of the first-time transfer students in the College of Public Affairs and Administration are from underrepresented groups. This growth in diversity is particularly important in the long term for our state because so many of our graduates, as we've seen, rise to important positions in public service in Illinois. An increase in diversity among our students shows a great promise for increasing diversity among our leaders in the state in the future. In the fall of 2012, almost 70% of new first-time freshmen in the College of Public Affairs and Administration were from underrepresented groups. As we all know, financial aid is increasingly crucial for our students. Approximately 68% of our college's undergraduate students received financial aid in fiscal year 2012, and 13 of our college students have received Presidential Award Program scholarships. The high-achieving students I have featured in this presentation rise to positions of prominence in part as the result of our excellent college faculty. This excellence is demonstrated by their hard work in the classroom and by their dedication to serving the people of Illinois beyond the campus. Here are five examples. Dr. Gwen Jordan, on the far end, works with the Illinois Innocence Project in the UIS Center for State Policy and Leadership. She's also working with Dr. Matthew Holden Jr. to develop a new UIS Massive Open Online course, or MOOC, on emancipation. That course will be offered worldwide in 2013. Next to Dr. Jordan is Dr. Doreen Brand, one of our newest faculty members, who is developing a regional outreach project to bring public health education to underserved minorities in central Illinois. In the middle is Dr. Tasha Cantrell Bruce. She is the co-facilitator of our UIS nonprofit project, which provides training, networking, and technical assistance services to regional nonprofit organizations. Dr. Dennis Ruse, the one with the pictures of the skulls, works with local high schools, the Illinois Board of Higher Education, and Jubilee Farms outside of Springfield on the BEST program, Building Environmental Science Talent, designed to increase high school students' interests in environmental studies and the sciences. At this end is Dr. Beverly Rivera, a founding member of the Sangamon County Drug Court team. Over 89% of faculty members in the college are tenure stream faculty. A majority of those have achieved tenure. The proportion of tenure stream faculty in the college is a result of the fact that we are predominantly a graduate program and include the campus's only doctoral program. Foremost among our graduate programs is that doctoral program, the Doctorate of Public Administration. The DPA is a program that offers an interdisciplinary curriculum to experienced public affairs